This is Solidarity News on Radio Labour.
This is a Radio Labour report recorded on December 5th, 2017. I'm Mark Boulanger.
This is the great con. They're going to give more to the rich and to corporations, and the people in the middle and the bottom are going to end up paying for it.
In the United States, labor unions are fighting plans by the ruling right-wing Republican Party to dramatically cut tax rates for corporations. Both the Senate and the House of Representatives have agreed to plans which will cut the official corporate tax rate from 35 to 20%, while increasing taxes for the middle class and the poor. Richard Trumka is the president of the AFL-CIO, the largest labor federation in the U.S.
It is the great con. Any tax plan that's going to be good for working people should do three basic things. One, corporations, Wall Street, and the rich should pay their fair share. Two, it should create enough revenue that will create jobs and invest so that we can invest in infrastructure and education to meet the needs of working people in our communities. And three, it should destroy all incentives to offshore jobs and profits. This tax plan fails miserably on all three of those things. They increased the rate on the people at the bottom from 10 to 12%. They decreased the rate for all the people at the top. There simply is no evidence in theory or in fact to support the notion that cutting rates actually increases growth. Let me use Boeing. From 2002 to 2016, Boeing's effective rate was 3%. Now, it doesn't get any better than that. Corporate America has 3 years of record profits. So it's not a tax code holding them back. This is the great con. They're going to give more to the rich and to corporations, and the people in the middle and the bottom are going to end up paying for it. That is bad for the country, bad for the economy, and truly bad for workers.
The UN agency focused on matters of work in the world, the ILO, has released a report which shows that 4 billion people are without social benefits such as health care, maternity leave, or unemployment insurance. Daniel Johnson of UN Radio reports.
Social security protection is a basic human right, ILO head Guy Ryder told journalists in Geneva. When people have it, governments reap the benefits. Today, however, Mr. Ryder explained that only 45% of the global population have access to at least one social benefit. Only 29% have comprehensive protection.
In 2017, this global lack of social protection is, I think, and should be regarded as being completely unacceptable. That means that the aggregate level of public expenditure on social protection needs to be increased to extend social protection coverage, particularly in Africa, in Asia, and the Arab state countries where marked underinvestment in social protection prevails.
Despite a slight improvement in welfare coverage since 2015 around the world, much more investment by governments will be needed to extend protection to all, not least the 1.3 billion children who have no cover whatsoever. ILO says this is particularly true in rural areas, where 56% of people lack health coverage, compared to 22% in towns and cities. Some countries are already tackling the problem by offering simplified tax returns to workers previously in the informal sector. Once on the government's books, contributions from these workers help pay for maternity leave, job seekers' allowance, disabilities benefit, and care for senior citizens. The evolving world of work and technology has also provided new opportunities to extend social protection, ILO says. In Uruguay, for example, e-taxi provider Uber's drivers can download a phone application which automatically deducts their social security charges. Elsewhere, ILO warns that progress in welfare protection risks being pushed back, the result of fiscal savings put in place after the global economic crisis. This is likely to be the case in Europe, the agency's Isabel Ortiz warns, where pensioners in 19 countries face lower benefits by 2060. You have to balance equity with sustainability, she told journalists. Daniel Johnson, United Nations, Geneva.
And that's it. International labor news you can use. Thank you for listening. And remember, it's all about global solidarity.